Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. We're in third hour of the broadcast, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Kevin in Texas. Kevin, how you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm very well. A comment about your mentioning assassinations and what happened to them. Since it's mostly leftists who assassinate, they really don't have any qualms with what Merkel is doing. I mean, this is what they want. The people who do the assassinations want done. And now you watch and see if Trump gets in and see how many times people try to assassinate him. I think, you know, and it's always some leftist who commits these assassinations. If you look back in history, it's always the left. So, I don't think they've gone away. I think that so many, quote, leaders, unquote, are singing their song that they don't need to assassinate them.
That's really interesting, Kevin. I mean, I haven't thought about it quite from that perspective, and I don't think I can argue with that. But it still brings me to mind, though. I mean, there's got to be so many people in Germany that want to kill Angela Merkel.
But I think that's right. I think there are, but I think that the average person is not that diabolical, and the media, for instance, the media in this country has just whipped up this fierce hate storm against Trump. And so, of course, you've got people putting on Twitter constantly, kill Trump, kill Trump. Of course, the FBI does nothing about it. But the media in Germany, they're not whipping up any hate against Angela Merkel. If anything, they're supporting her. They're saying we have to be tolerant. I mean, that's total message that you hear. Now, if the media in Germany jumped on her with both feet and started whipping up the same kind of hate that they whipped up against Trump, then I'll bet you would see a lot more negative vibes directed her way. But, you know, all over the world, the media doesn't ever turn on their, you know, comrades in arms who are leaders. They never do. And so you just don't have the same dynamic like the media whipped up hate against Ronald Reagan. You know, the media whipped up hate against George Bush, although I don't think George Bush was any kind of conservative, but still he was not a liberal. And so, you know, they felt perfectly fine whipping up a hate against him. But they don't ever do that with liberals anywhere. And so but because most people are just kind of decent people, they don't really think evil in evil terms, in diabolical and violent terms. I mean, they just, especially Europeans, who are just very civilized, and they always have been. And so they just would rather not confront things, but kind of sit back and take it until they just reach their breaking point. And it hasn't happened yet. I don't know at this point what will happen. My final, when it will happen, but my final comment is, talking about the media, I really think that they are the ones who have really driven this country into the ground. Along with others, but you know, we got to look at who controls the media. Who controls the media? Who controls Hollywood? Who controls the publishing industry? I mean, it's not, you know, it's not Christians, you know. It's not patriots. And so you just have this world, this tidal wave of just anti-patriotism, anti-Americanism that's been mainstream, that's been made, that's propagandized in the schools, which is just horrible. That's why you've got all these, you know, microaggression millennials out here, because they learn this stuff in school, and it's just poison. But these people who push this stuff, they have studied it. They have done it for centuries in other places, and so they know exactly what they're doing. They know if they get the minds of the young people and turn them to their cause, then that's a large part of the battle. And so that's what they've done. I really, really dislike the Republican establishment, because there is absolutely no pushback. There has been no pushback for years by this supposed opposition party. They don't defend conservative women. They don't defend conservative men. They don't defend anything except their corporate benefactors. You know, they'll defend them. They will die for them. But it's just a total collapse of any opposition to the left. And so the left comes out looking like just huge monsters, and something that we could never defeat. But it's because there's no opposition. It's just really, really sad. It's really sad, and I think that's why people like Trump, is because he is a fighter. He will fight back, and we haven't seen that in the Republican nominee in years.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what's going on, if you ask me.
Well, I think that's a good assessment. One, the control of the media, especially on the majority of society and our youth, it's just a devastating, devastating effect. And I'm with you. I mean, the Republican Party is just is an embarrassment to the word conservatism. They're an embarrassment. I don't have a party. It's the two-party, one-party system, and those of us like you that stand for traditional family values or want small government, limited government, we don't have a party. The no. Republican Party's definitely not it. And you know, I'm hoping for the very best with regards to Trump, but my faith is weak. My faith is weak, just like him meeting with Sheldon Adelson.
But Sheldon Adelson, from what I've read, offered him $100 million, and he said he'd sweeten it to $200 million if he would accept Gingrich as his VP. And Trump said no. So he's not. You know, he's not perfect, but he's not controlled by the globalists. I mean, Obama coming out and calling Trump a globalist is just absurd. It just shows how ignorant and incompetent he is. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be happy about in the fact that Trump is even in the race. I really do. I think he's really a positive. I mean, if anything, he puts back into the public eye how a man reacts to something, and how a man can be forceful, and how we have these weak men all around. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, they're just so weak. They don't want to do anything that will upset the female vote. You know, well. Men shouldn't act like women, you know. I'm sorry, and if they don't want to vote for Trump, fine, don't vote for him. But I'll bet you most of them will. I'll bet you most of them, because women want strong men. They run around and say they want weak men, and they want, you know, these metrosexual men, but they don't. They don't. They really do not want, because those men don't even look like they can protect them. And women want to be protected. but they have just bought this propaganda that's pushed in the media, pumping up women. I mean, women are just the it people on all the television shows. The men are always stupid and ignorant, and they have to be told what's right by the women and their children. I mean, this is just absurd to even that people even believe this. That's not real life. You go to most households and you talk to the family, and you will clearly see who the leader of the family is. It's not the women, you know? I mean, yes, they're a huge contribution, but they're not the leader. They weren't meant to be the leaders of the family, you know? I mean, that's just not how God made it.
I mean, the media, they portray the man of the house as the mentality of about a sex-starved 13-year-old alcoholic. It's just amazing how the media portrays. And, of course, now it is constantly either pro-homosexual or some sort of pro-race mixing in every commercial and everything. I mean, that has changed so much in recent years. And then you're seeing and you can tell me, I believe that society really does seem to be a reflection of its television, because now you see that so prevalent. Even in, you know, I'm living in out in rural North Carolina. It is everywhere. And I mean, people can do whatever they want to, whatever, but it is not. Our society is not moving upward. We are a society in rapid decline.
Rapid decline. You know, I'm not gonna support a law that makes against the law for some people of different races or ethnicities to marry or whatever. But by the same token, I think it is destructive to just push, to propagandize and push people into things that they might not really know what the full outcome will be. You know, and I think that's what's being done by the media. They're pushing that, and they shouldn't be pushing it. Let things happen naturally. If they happen, they happen. If they don't, they don't. In most instances, they probably won't, because you gravitate towards people who are like you, who think like you, who look like you. I mean, best friends. If you look at best friends, a lot of times they look a lot alike. You just gravitate towards that. So, you know, this notion about diversity being so wonderful and it's our strength, it's never been a strength, ever. Ever. That's why they've been pushing it for the last 40 years, because they know, they knew they'd have to push it to make people believe it. You take a chain. Is a chain with all different sized links the strongest chain, or is a chain with each link the same, the strongest chain? You know, it's false. It's a totally false notion. But they had to push it for the last 40, 50 years, because they had in their minds what they wanted to do, and they wanted to, quote, diversify everything so they could remain in control. Everybody else, everybody would be diversified, fighting with each other, claiming racism, claiming this, because that's what you always get when you have all this, quote, diversity. And then you'd have, since everybody was fighting with each other, then they can conquer, they can rule over people, you know? I mean, it's been done for centuries in different places, and that is exactly what they have set out to do. And of course, they put men against women, women against men, and, you know, pushing women into the things that they really don't want to do. I don't think most women want to be in combat. I know they don't. You know, they don't want to be in combat, but they push that narrative because they wanted to instigate conflict between men and women, you know, and because that's how you break up the family. And they have always said that's one of the things that they wanted to do. They wanted to break up the family, because if you do that, then you know you're a long way to where you want to go if you're a communist. I mean, you.
Wait. Thank you so much. I won't catch some of these other phone calls. You made some really, really, really good points.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your show.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get in on this. Jane in the Carolinas, how are you doing tonight?
Hello,
how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm well. What is on your mind tonight?
Well, let's just say it like it is. It is the Jew agenda. It's what that is that's breaking up families. And he's exactly right, your last caller. Women don't want soft men. Women don't want a feminine man. Real women do not want that in society. Look around. Older women have big, strong men. But in today's society, the women that are single and walking around out here, they're not picking the feminine men. Are they not?
Oh, I agree with you. But now there is a plethora of feminine men. They really are everywhere now. The youth, I guess subject to their brainwashing from the television, but they are prevalent.
Well, we know it. They're prevalent. It's everywhere you go. Look around Walmart, crying out loud. And another thing. Hey, you want to talk about what you're sick of? I'm sick of white women with black men. Where are the white men? What are you doing? You're just standing around looking at it. Nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. 10 years ago, that was unacceptable. Was it not? Was it not unacceptable? You didn't see that. Everywhere you go now, you got a pretty white girl with an ugly, ugly black man with dreadlocks, no job, eating off of her dime. She's working while he's laying around the house. What is up with that?
Well, it is, you know, when we said earlier with the previous caller that we are a society in rapid decline, we are in decline in so many different ways. And I stand flabbergasted at just looking at this society. It makes me sick. I hate to, you know, I don't know how to put it any other way. And I don't understand why other people don't seem to feel the same way that I do. I feel like I'm different than everybody else for some reason.
No, you're just louder than everybody else. That's what it is. You just say what's on your mind kind of person. But, you know, I'll say this to all the white men who are listening. White women only do what white men let them do. See, you have to teach your children and your grandchildren that this kind of crap in society, because the TV's telling you to do it, is unacceptable. See, I speak to my grandchildren, and I tell my grandchildren, your preference in mating is of the utmost importance in society. It's detrimental. If our grandchildren, all of our grandchildren, everybody's listening, if all of our grandchildren mate with brown people, what's that tell you? All your grandchildren are going to be brown, and the whole entire next generation is going to be brown. There won't be any more beautiful whites left in society with the blue eyes and the green eyes. That'll be gone forever. It will not come back. What you see in America now in 25 years, if that continues and at the rate it's going, and you know it's going to, what America's going to be is a Haiti. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a Haiti because everything they touch, they tear up. They don't contribute anything to society. Brown people don't do anything but suck off the tit of the white person. Let's face it. It's the truth, is it not? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening. We're getting close to break, so hang on for me. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. You know, this topic though is so divisive to everyone. It's the topic that most people are scared to talk about. Hey, hang on for me, Jim. We'll be back in moments. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We're back on the alternative media. The phone number is 1-800-313-9443. I've got Jane in the Carolinas. Jane, what do you think when you see the news and the media coverage of this HB2 controversy, where the biggest thing going on, I'm assuming you're in the state of North Carolina, the biggest thing going on in the state of North Carolina is an argument about whether men can go in women's bathrooms and vice versa. I mean, that one to me blows my mind. And the people that I've seen that are in support of this ridiculous absurdity, I mean, it makes me know that society is in much, much, much worse shape than even my jaded mind realized. What do you think about this HB2 pervert controversy here in North Carolina?
Oh, what do I think about that? There's so many things I think about it, but it really just makes me want to puke. I'm just so sick of hearing about it. It's the biggest something about nothing ever. I mean, if they'd never done this and brought it to light, it'd been the same old, that which boys go in the boys' bathroom, girls go in the girls'. You know, and now everybody's wanting to go into the girls' bathroom all of a sudden because they can. And they're going to keep doing that. They're going to keep doing it no matter what. Now it's just been brought to light. You're going to have every pervert under the sun going into the ladies' room and taking pictures of little girls on the potty, sick, sick people that are out in society. Yeah, it's like giving them free rein.
Will North Carolina cave? Will they cave? I think they'll cave.
Oh, yes. You know they will. You know they will. The worst. They cave in everything.
And the news comes on, and what do they talk about? Oh, the money we're losing. It's all about the money.
Well, whose money is it? Who are these people that we're losing the money from? Look at that. Where's your source? It's the same people that own the television, the radio, the banks, politics, everything else. The same people.
The NBA.
Bruce Springsteen. Now, you can't tell me he's not. He's not a Jew. You can't tell me, because I see it. You look at him, you can tell. That's why it's like that. It's because the Jews are wanting to push this in some direction that they want it to go in, and that's why we're getting what we're getting.
Well, in this state, I was surprised that, and I shouldn't have been, but that so many people are now they care so much for the transgender, which by statistics are like
1%. 1%. That's right.
Care so much. Everybody else doesn't have any rights. No one else has any rights whatsoever to expect security or privacy, because we've all got to appease this super small minority that are confused about their very own plumbing. If so be it. If they are confused, they can be confused. But they shouldn't have the right to go in a bathroom with my 6-year-old granddaughter. And for me personally, if the men in this state, if there is any real men left, if they...
I don't think there are. There's only just a few that I know of. There's no real men left. No real men left. They're not going to do anything.
The pastors...
That's why I say this. Women out there listening, you need to be armed, because if some pervert comes in the bathroom and stands in there and peeks in the bathroom when I'm in there, I'm going to shoot him right between the eyes. That's what I'm going to do. Because that's my little personal space, and there's about 4 foot of it around me. And if you invade that, then you're going to get what you're asking for. Because I'm armed everywhere I go, and I suggest everybody be armed everywhere you go, because this violence is off the hook, is it not? On your nightly news and everything else in the world at large.
The local news, which, you know, growing up in the area that I'm in, you could go literally months without seeing violent crime when I was a child. Now you can't get through the opening segment of the evening news any night ever where there's not, you know, home invasions, murder, rapes, road rampage.
How do you like that when they don't tell you what color the person is, what they look like, what the weight is, or anything anymore? When it's black on white crime, they never give the description of the black people. Have you noticed that?
Oh, it's very true, very true.
Totally ignored. You know, nobody ever says anything.
You want me to hold you through the break?
I'll let you go. Have a great evening. Thank you for a great show.
All right, we're coming back with Blue in Tennessee. Stay with us. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. Blue in Tennessee, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. The girls are out bitching tonight, aren't they?
Yes, that's good. That's good. I think that does us some good here, too.
Might tickle the girls to know. I have a bumper sticker that I had custom ordered that simply says, Trump bitch on board. Second Amendment defended. First Amendment activated.
Very good. That is cool.
So that was my own creation. But the reason I called in, to say that a woman cannot raise a family, that is wrong. Especially when you're forced to do it. I've raised two magnificent children. To answer the question about the boys, all right? I've walked a very finite line between keeping my anger about what happened with my ex-husband and to myself, and then trying to raise a boy and a girl at the same time, keeping them equally separated from any of the conflict from beyond. My boy says, here's the reason why he doesn't date. And that is because white women way too much maintenance on. They want everything and they want it now. Now, this is a kid at 19 who just took a lease option to buy a house totally on his own. He has negotiated the deal. he gets that power turned on, he got roommates, and he's done this completely on his own. All he did was call me one day and said, "Where's KUB?" And I said, "He's on Western Avenue, honey." As for my daughter, my job was to keep the Princess Dream alive. And that, yes, you too can find a Prince Charming. But you've got to be wise and you've got to be tough when you find that Prince Charming. And until you can teach those things, and I understand where my son's coming from, because most of the white girls, I mean, I wouldn't deal with them. I don't like girls to begin with. The majority of the girls that I know, I hate. Give me a group of guys I can work with every day.
Well, you know, do you think that is part of the brainwashing and the conditioning that young girls now, they're just so materialistic? Is that kind of where you're at with that?
Absolutely. Give it to me. It's the Kim Kardashian. You know, Kim Kardashian, when Kanye West made his asinine statement, "I'm going to run for president 2020. So she was actually asked a legitimate question. How are you going to take care of the poor people in the United States if you're first lady? And her exact words were, "What is poor?" Well, I guess when you got that much crap in your behind and in your lips, you can't think.
But you know, though, Blue, how do we undo what has been done to the youth of this country? Because, I mean, I see them too, and I mean, there's always exceptions, and it sounds like your son is a great example of that. There's always exceptions where they're raised with logic and common sense, and they utilize that, and that, God bless you for that. But the majority of our youth, unfortunately, that I've come in contact with, lazy, I entitled, give it to me, I expect to have it. They treat their parents like they're fools, but yet they still don't seem to know much of nothing. And just humanistic, pretty much liberal, and clueless. And it makes me, and this is the generation that I feel the sorriest for too, because I think things are only going to continue to get worse, and they're not going to be prepared. And they're never, the school, the church, no matter what, unless their parents teach them about, you know, having some pride in their race, no matter what race they are. It could be any race, or teach them some, you know, maybe what's best for breeding or raising a healthy family or having.
Well,
a family.
Here's the other statement that I wanted to make. Now the whites, they understand what the Cherokee Indians may have been feeling. Because now you were talking about the world, or that woman was talking about the world not being brown. You see, in the time of the Cherokees, there, and you understand this as well as most do, because you're on you're in North Carolina, we're in Tennessee. I mean, this is the land of the Cherokee, which were the most educated and the smartest of, and I'm not saying that they were the smartest of all the Native Americans, but they were the most cultured, that they created their own culture. But they watched their entire heritage be breeded out. And if you wanted to stay and remain true to your breed, to your heritage, you moved to the reservation. That way, the Indian girls were not slewed by the white boys. And that's why, you know, all you have to do is walk into Tennessee or walk into North Carolina, and everybody and their brother will say, "I'm half Cherokee." You know it as well as I do. You're like, "No, you're not." And this Elizabeth Warren, oh my God. been nowhere. I am 1/15 Cherokee. She is not a Cherokee chick at all. But if we go back to that time frame and we just look, now we're seeing what it is. It's no different than what's going on in South Africa with the whites that are in reservation camps. And that's exactly what's going to happen to us if we do not get it together.
That's certainly what it looks like. And the getting it together part, since, you know, I have kind of come to grips with this reality, I have really seen that people do not, they do not respond well to this topic. They do not like to, either they don't believe it or it's so ugly they don't want to talk about it.
I think that they think that it's too ugly to talk about, but I'm sorry. You know, protecting your race and protecting your genealogy. I mean, if we took the word, everything is about linguistics. So if we could flip the word to race to genealogy, it might make a difference in the way that people might address it. You know, when you, rather than saying, do you know about your race, do you know about your genealogy? That sounds like a more kind word than, do you know your race? This is what your ancestors did prior to you. And this is the inventive thing. My God, we created a society, and I'm not saying it was all white people that did it, but the majority of them were. We went to the moon with a side ruler. Could they do that today without the help of a computer? Absolutely not.
Oh, and there's so many different things you could point out like that, and it's one thing that makes, I'm always kind of surprised when I see other races acting like that they are so mistreated in this country, and I don't see it that way. And they've had so much opportunity that they would not have had in another country, but yet there is absolutely no gratification for the fact that they've been given these opportunities, and yet the white race is the victim of so much unjust crime, and then we have to foot the bill through the, and I know everybody foots the bill, everybody's taxpayer, blah, 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 but there is such a bill at the end of the day through the court systems, the prison system, that so much money could be spent so many different ways to help our youth and to help the poor than to spend through the judicial system and the prison system for all of this crime that we wouldn't have if we didn't have these people here to start with, you know, and it's just like a cycle that keeps on never ending, and people don't like to talk about it, but all you got to do now, and I'm not certain exactly maybe, you know, how rural the area you're in, but here in North Carolina, the news is terrible. People are just being beat up on the streets now, dragged out of their cars and beat up in the country, and a lot of it is racial, unfortunately.
And we've had some racial incidents here, and we probably had one of the biggest in the nation a couple of years ago, and that was just handing Chris Newsom case, and that's where Shannon went. They accosted, it was 5 black people, and they accosted two white kids on a very prominent location in Knoxville. And, I mean, just absolutely tortured them to death for like 6 days. And they would not call it a hate crime, which absolutely broke. And then we ended up having to go back through this case again because the judge. And, you know, the other thing about where are the white men? They're on opiates. They're all on freaking drugs.
Yeah. That's more rampant too, Blue, through this area. I growing up, you never heroin was something you thought was like only in like Chicago or California or something. You never heard of, and now they have meetings in these small towns about their heroin problems, and of course crystal meth, and it's destroying a segment of our youth, and of course then it fills up the prisons. So it's back to that cycle again. And it is. It's at epidemic levels. They call it an epidemic. Heroin in small towns.
But then you go back and you look at Afghanistan. I believe it was Afghanistan that Geraldo Rivera was in the fields, and they were interviewing a officer as they were protecting the poppy fields. It's on purpose.
Oh, yeah, they've had a bumper crop of poppies from Afghanistan since we've taken over. I mean, yes, that's true too. Hey, let me give you the last word. I got a couple more on hold, and I want to give everybody a little bit of time before we run out. Great as always. I really do appreciate the phone call, Blue.
God bless America.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mark in Florida. Mark, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Farron. Hope all is well. I just wanted to comment because God made man. No matter what color, how tall, how short, how fat, how skinny, God made man. And it seems to me that when you force any man to ask for permission to sustain his life, you've enslaved every man on earth. And you got the white guy Stalin. Hitler was a white guy. Lincoln was a white guy. Jackson was a white guy, speaking of the Cherokee. Bill Clinton is a white guy. So I cannot comprehend how the white guys are so good when they've done so much evil. No more or no less than any other color of man. But when we talk about this immigration and things, and we force a man to ask for permission, to ask another man for permission to come here or there, who's he asking permission from? It's got to be his master. And if we demand that from any man, you and I must show that we have been granted permission to be somewhere. And maybe I'm wrong, or I don't know, but if you want to end slavery and if you want freedom, you cannot force any other man to ask you for permission. And people say, well, he's not asking me, he's asking the government. Well, the government is nothing more than a gang of men and women. We got judges that are liars and thieves, police officers that are liars and thieves, politicians, gas station attendants, my boss. They're all chasing the dollar, no matter what color they are. And I'm all for arresting the criminal, no matter who did it. Arrest them. But to force any man to ask for permission to be a U.S. citizen or a state citizen or a sojourner is diabolical. God created man, and then man went and screwed everything up. And that's why we are where we are, because we can't be free. We got to be slaves, and because we're all slaves, we're all fighting to get every little bit we can get to be the best slave we can be.
Well, I mean, you could take that so many different ways. I think that, you know, for the fact that we need security and safety, you need to have borders. I mean, the whole world can't come to the United States. It just wouldn't work. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, you probably, if someone knocked on your door and said they wanted your house, you probably wouldn't just vacate, give it to them. But at the same time, I do agree with you that the politicians are crooks, and the judges and the banks and, but you know, this whole being divided is all being done by design. They are successfully creating, in my opinion, and I'll get yours, Mark, But they are so successfully creating a lot of this continual, never-ending strife, whether it be here racially, because, you know, they won't enforce the laws that are on the books, or whether it be, you know, with wars around the world. They just continue to force this government, the United States of America, continues to force continual strife and fuel hatred, and then we see the results of it. What's your thoughts, Mark?
Well, my thoughts are if the Mexicans wouldn't be wanting to come to the United States, if the United States didn't screw up Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras and Bolivia and Iran and Iraq and China, and they wouldn't want to be, they would be happy in their own place if they were let be. We wouldn't have people fleeing to...
Hold that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Hang on for me, Mark. Back in moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. Just a couple of minutes left in the broadcast. Mark, I'm going to give you the last word. I've got a couple of things I wanted to add before we run out of time. They're yours right quick. Thank you, sir.
Oh, good deal. Thank you. I'm just saying, if the United States wasn't blowing up the rest of the world wouldn't be coming over here where the bombs aren't blowing up yet. And soon I fear they'll be blowing up here because of what they're doing, and we allow them to do it. Of course, we have very limited resources to stop them. But thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you, Mark. almost out of time. I wanted to, if you email me, there's been some calls to the board op. I've had a couple of emails come in. If you email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, I'll be happy to send you Robert Lloyd with these wings that I played in the first hour. I like to mix it up and do some things like that. I know it's a little different, but, you know, in light of all the bad news, sometimes I hate to just give bad news after bad news after bad news, but it is what it is, you know. If we didn't have all these problems, trust me, I'd be at home tonight with my beautiful wife rather than doing this. But there's one thing we've all got in common. We want to affect change for a better future for our children and grandchildren. And I know that's why I do this, because I stay so upset or in disbelief seeing my extended family and my fellow citizens just being utterly destroyed from within, and so many do not even know from where it's coming. So we got to educate them. Even though, you know, we differ. I know when people call in, we differ. And that's okay, too. You can call in. We can differ. As long as you do it in a decent manner, I don't mind if people disagree with my opinions. A healthy debate is a good thing. But, people, the ship is in the rocks, and we see the warning signs all around, and there are way too few people that are trying to point this out to the rest. Some will never get it. Some will never do anything. Many, 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 many are part of the problem and will never be part of the solution, and this crosses all lines, racial and whatever. But, you know, if we all just stop doing anything, then we can be rest assured that nothing will ever change. Nothing will ever change. We have to try to stand together and fight and expose and discuss and share our information and share great websites and people that are leading the charge and are doing a good job exposing the lies and exposing the truth for the sake of a better tomorrow. And I know that's why I do this. So, you know, email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'm trying to make a few changes on the website. You know, support the broadcast if you can. And support Republic Broadcasting and the work of John Stattmiller and the staff at Republic Broadcasting that gives us this opportunity to come on and share news and information, take phone calls, and, you know, look at all of the history of RBM. Until next week, this is Fair and Sane. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.